among life's small perplexities is, how do you distribute poppy seeds evenly across the surface of a bagel? Now, bakers aren't the only people to confront this problem. Scientists, mathematicians, engineers, and soccer ball manufacturers all know it's difficult to try to evenly place points across a curved surface. Mathematician Ed Saff at Vanderbilt University may have a solution. He and his colleague Doug Harden have recently published a scholarly paper called Discretizing Manifolds via Minimum Energy Points, or the Poppy Seed Bagel Theorem. Mr. Saff joins us from the studios of Vanderbilt in Nashville. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Saff, why are curved surfaces such a tough mechanical problem?
Well, precisely because they are curved, that means that different methods have to be used in different portions in order to get some sort of equal spread. It's not like a flat plane where it's quite clear what distance you need to go to get to a certain object.
Aside from distributing poppy seeds over a bagel, what practical application might your theorem have? Viruses?
That's an application way into the future, but what we have examined are these laws of physics, which in fact govern a number of living cells, the appearances of virus capsids, that is the protein shell that surrounds a virus particle. If we want to design, say, some remedy that would fool the virus, we'd want to somehow simulate that virus. To do so would be to be able to create an object with units that are properly spread. There's a number of possible applications that touch on physics, on geometry. For example, if you have a radar system in a plane, it should be able to detect a nearby object regardless of what direction it might be approaching from. And if you want to test that radar system, then you want to simulate all these various directions. Well, there are infinitely many of them, so you want to choose, say, 15,000 points that represent this uniform possibility of directions. And so we can generate such points with our method.
Mr. Saff, do you mind me asking, has it happened that you've received a poppy seed bagel over the counter and just taken a look at it and wanted to say to the person behind the counter, you know, you could do this a lot more efficiently?
Well, I think we could do it more precisely, but we can't do it more cost effectively. So we have no intention to actually manufacture bagels here at Vanderbilt. What we can design is a bagel with a property that when you bite into it in any place on the bagel, as long as you take a bite of equal size, you'll get an equal number, roughly, of poppy seeds.
Professor Saff, thank you. You've cleared up a lot for us.
My pleasure.
You can read Ed Saff's 22-page paper on his new theorem in the November issue of Notices of the American Mathematical Society.